gold-plated diapers.
Hey, jelly listeners, and welcome to another episode of Flap Doodle Forum. This is a show we discuss the strange occurrences of society and culture
and provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, hashtag Josh Gates on Flap Doodle Forum, and this is my co-host,
hashtag please get Josh Gates on Flap Doodle.
That's
hashtag Josh Gates if you're out there.
Hashtag Josh Gates.
Hashtag where is Josh Gates?
Hashtag where in the world is Josh Gates?
Hashtag Josh Gates respond to our emails. Oh, yeah. But
In case you didn't know, that translates to Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
So, Matt, has he replied to your email? Has he?
Not yet.
No?
Any day now. I mean, I think he's just finished up a trip somewhere, judging by his Twitter page. So I'm assuming that he will be checking his email anytime now.
Anytime now, and he's going
to... And he will see how badly we want him to be on the show.
What did you say to him?
I was just like, hey, man, we're a huge fan. We really want you on this podcast about weird news and cryptids come up. You're all about that. So I bet you'd have some really cool insight to share. Please come on the show. And I've been sending that every week now for the last 2 months.
Did you put a smiley winky face at the end of every...
No, but I can start doing that.
Yeah, okay, you should do that. Maybe a heart.
Or how about you start emailing him too?
Oh,
so
okay.
If like he gets it from multiple people, that goes for you listeners out there as well. if we all join in unison to get Josh Gates on the show, I don't care if you don't know who he is. He's awesome. He'd be a great guest host. Look him up on Destination Truth if you have Netflix. We need this guy.
Or Factor Faked.
He's only on a couple episodes, not on Netflix. So
it's on Netflix.
No.
Oh, the
show is. The episodes with him in it aren't, so you might need your DVR
or
your torrents, you know.
Or is it on Sci-Fi?
Yeah.
No, they got their own. You can watch their videos.
They
on
have
the
a
thing.
Streaming service. But he needs to come on here. So I think if we get enough excitement going about this, he will have no choice. To save his own career, he will need to come on here. Hashtag Josh Gates on Flapdoodle.
Well, Matt, after that plea for help.
It's not a plea, it's a invitation. an invitation he can't refuse. And if anybody knows, like, his publicist, his PR person.
His mother.
If anyone went to school with him. If you're in touch with Josh Gates in any way, let him know we're looking for him. I want him to at least respond.
What if it's to say fuck off?
Well, then at least I know that he got my message.
Oh, okay.
Then we can move on to Ben Jones or whatever. Ben Hansen, whatever that guy's name is.
Chris Hansen from Deadline NBC.
He would be an awesome guest. And then I would have my ultimate dream fulfilled where I can say to Chris Hansen, why don't you take a seat?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
getting started with the show now.
You got your article. I have an article. What you got there, Matt?
I weren't a lot of like options I was considering this week. Maybe it was just a slow news week.
Hmm. You don't ever hold a backlog of like 10 articles?
No, because I can usually
on a crazy day.
I can usually just pull something out.
What
in, like, 5 minutes.
You mean people just come on this show not knowing what they're going to do until like right before?
I do. I'm a procrastinator. That's how I roll.
Matthew's role.
This was on
the internet.
The dailymail.co.uk.
Daily Mail. Careful, man. You know about the Daily Mail.
Well, it's titled, Boy, 10, Steals Parents' Car to Visit Grandparents 68 Miles Away, then tells police he is a dwarf who has forgotten his license. So.
I suppose that maybe could work because I swear, I saw at a Stewart's. Near where I work, this guy walk in who looked exactly like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you told me about this.
Exactly like an 8-year-old boy. It didn't look like a short person. It looked like a little boy. But he was wearing a suit and wearing sunglasses and a Bluetooth in his ear. And he was like grabbing coffee and stuff. So, and he was alone. So
was he driving?
I didn't see him get in and out of a car. I just saw him like come in and start getting his stuff. And I was like, what? That's just...
You should have, like, went to the door to see if he was driving.
Well, like, I had to go to work. I was just grabbing some chocolate.
It would have only taken... you know, an extra minute maybe. Check that out. I think that would have been worth it.
Just standing behind him the whole time, like, hey, man.
Well, I mean, you see him leave, and then you rush to the door and just look to see where he's walking to. But that's crazy.
This wasn't like a...
That would be like kind of a...
show going on.
Yeah, that would be kind of, I was going to say, a fun prank to like dress up a little kid.
Try to...
like
yeah, what if this is some show going on?
Hidden cameras.
Yeah, I just stumbled across it. Yeah.
Anyway, the headline just kind of tells you everything you need to know about this story. But to elaborate a little bit more, a 10-year-old Norwegian boy who drove his parents' car into a snowy ditch offered an inventive excuse to police. He was a dwarf who had forgotten his driver's license. The boy, who lives
Wait,
near...
so forgetting your driver's license immediately makes your car go erratic?
No. It's just they were questioning him, and he used this as an excuse as to why the boy, who lives near Dhaka, a town north of Oslo, put his 18-month-old sister into the car.
What?
Sometime before 6 a.m.
What?
While
what?
His parents were still sleeping and set off to visit his grandparents in Valdres, about 60 kilometers away. He drove more than 10 kilometers before veering off the road, where he was found by a snowplow driver who alerted police.
He got 10 kilometers from 60...
Yes.
How old is he?
10. The boy told the snowplow driver that he was a dwarf and that he had forgotten his driver's license at home.
It's all planned out.
Police said the children were not injured and the car was not damaged and that no charges would be filed.
He had it all figured out.
I bet this guy is going to be grounded for, like, ever.
But the fact he took his sister, too?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, she's going to want to see them, too. I got to bring them.
I mean, who knows what
it's like if,
goes through a 10-year-old
like,
boy's
like,
mind.
What if they, like, you know, show to the grandparents? They're like, hey, Timmy, what are you doing here? It's 2 a.m.
I don't think he...
Where's your parents? Why'd they bring you here?
I think this kind of goes without saying, but I think that he didn't fully plan this out. I don't think he really thought about the consequences here.
Oh, don't tell me about consequences, Timmy. Why are you here? Where is your parents? Is that your sister in the car seat? Is that even properly secured?
Well...
I'm so disappointed I forgot how to speak Norwegian. I've lost my accent.
And then you suddenly remember how to speak English out of nowhere.
Yeah, I've never learned it.
That's a miracle. This is one strange occurrence. I mean, you hear all the time kids who take their parents' cars out. I've heard of kids younger than this, but the fact that he had this almost plausible excuse that's really outlandish.
I remember hearing that. The last time I heard of this was like this kid that stole his grandmother's car and crashed into a bunch. And then like, it's like, why'd you do it? It's like, because being bad is awesome. It's like, it's cool to be a bad person.
Did he kill anyone?
No, he just like ran into a bunch of cars at a supermarket or something like that. But he stole his grandmother's car and his grandmother's just like, oh, boys will be boys. And this kid's like obviously like this bad seed that's just going to turn out to be a terrible person.
It's Grand Theft Auto's fault.
This one just sounds like he really wanted to see grandma. And grandpa.
Yeah, I mean, the intentions are innocent enough.
Innocent?
At least he's claiming that. If he's going to lie about being a dwarf, who knows? He could have been on his way to somewhere more nefarious.
Where do you think he was going?
Casino, maybe?
10-year-old's going to try and gamble with his, like, 18-month-old sister? Was that how old?
Yes.
What would you...
Well, I mean, he could try to negotiate with the bouncers there and say he's a midget that just forgot his license. Maybe that was his plan all along.
Did you... All right. What would you do if you were his parents? Like, what if you found out about this? How would you react?
I mean, I'm not a parent.
Come on, Dad,
I'm
just a little person. You can't punch me.
Timmy, no. It is bad to steal someone's car.
You're not my real dad. I'm not even a child. I'm just a little person.
You are going to stay in your room until forever.
No! Give me your keys. I'm up.
Not again.
Got anything else there?
That's it. That's it.
That was really short, man. Didn't talk about much there. But you know what would make that story great?
What?
Hashtag Josh Gates on Flat Doodle Forum.
Yeah, I think if Josh Gates was here, he'd have some really good commentary for that story. Because he himself has driven in Norway. I know about this. He could have remarked about
Norwegian
police.
What did he do in Norway?
I think he was looking for some sort of...
Look up the Jogo Plogo Bogo Dogo?
No, it was the Elven Yerengeti.
Yerengeti?
Okay. He was also looking for elves in Iceland.
Oh, okay.
And sandworms in the Gobi Desert.
Sandworms?
Yep.
Like...
Giant ones.
Like tremor-sized worms?
Uh-huh.
That I'm really skeptical about. That, I don't... There are big worms...
By the way, Josh Gates, if you're listening to this, I support you 100%. You will find something.
So I'm sorry, Josh Gates. I have to be the skeptical guy in this whole conversation.
Lucas, if you ruin our chances of having Josh Gates on here.
I'm sorry, Josh Gates. You're right. You, everything you investigate is 100% true.
Josh Gates, this is why we want you on here, so you can share these nuggets of wisdom and experience that you have collected throughout the entire globe. Anyway, Luke, what do you have for your...
Next topic!
All right. This is an interesting one, Matt.
Wait, didn't you have something else you wanted to share real quick?
Oh!
A weird story
weird story. Well, it's not like I came across it. It was something that he posted. He's like, hey, look, our groups are... All right, so I've been getting, like, invitations from a Mr. Homer dude. I won't use his real name in case he doesn't want it out there.
Right.
Even though it's on this news broadcast, but... He, all right, back in our high school days, we played Halo 2 for
nonstop
billions of hours, like at least for a summer. It was just like I would get
a
home.
A whole summer was nothing but Halo 2.
Like I'd get up at 5, go to crew for 3 hours, come back exhausted, and just play Halo from like lunch to dinner. And of course, you know, it'd be like Kevin, you, Pat, Bubba. Those were the regulars. But then another regular was the guy that we just met in a matchmaking server named Homer Dude. And the reason he says this is because that people say he looked like Homer. This guy, he's from like South Carolina, something like that. He's got like a thick Southern accent.
The way he talks is so
funny.
He's
like, hey! And then like, my name was chicken related. So like, he would always sign on and be like, hey, chicken head! In this little Southern accent.
Uh-huh.
And it is kind of weird because he was like this adult 30-something, 40-something-year-old guy.
It was kind of cool though because like, we had never really, you know, had a friend-like connection with somebody like that.
That old?
Right, because if it was in real life, obviously that would be really weird and frowned upon, but...
But yeah, but then we would hang out, like, you know, this one time, playing, matchmaking, all of us are dying, you just hear him in the background saying, there's so many X's, I could play tic-tac-toe! But he had a great way of talking.
Interesting commentary.
Yeah. I don't think he plays really anymore these days.
It's mostly his son.
His son that uses his old account, but nowadays, he is, I get invitations through Facebook, or at least like this paranormal investigative group. I think they mostly look at Bigfoot stuff, but it's like this paranormal.
Does he actually do investigations and stuff?
Yeah, because what he posted was a news report on a news channel about this group investigating Bigfoot sightings. And so it's like the founder of the group, and you see Homer Dude there and like his wife and stuff.
Did he actually see Bigfoot or?
No, they just keep talking, like, you know, like they keep finding evidence. Like, oh, there's lots of evidence out there that there's Bigfoot, lots of sightings, and it's.
I
like,
want to see. Are you gonna show this to me?
Yeah, I'll show you after.
All right,
but it was like the first time I actually ever saw this guy. I had never really seen this person. I never even looked at his Facebook stuff because it was just like it felt creepy.
I remember I saw photos of him and whatnot.
Yeah, but it was just like, yeah,
that's his thing.
But yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, personally, I have not.
But yeah, but that was just funny. This old friend of ours, he's doing this Bigfoot Sasquatch thing, and he showed up. It was like a lengthy broadcast. It was like 10 minutes long.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so
cool stuff. Now
my main story. Okay, so ready, Matt?
Yep.
This comes from Yahoo News, as I tend to get from
that and IO9.
IO9. Man adopted cats only so he could serve them as dinner.
Oh my God!
This is by Will Lerner.
My girlfriend would hate this story. She's a huge cat freak.
Huge cat. Right. Well, this one's terrifying. The New York Daily News is inspoiting people's attention to a story from Italian newspaper Il Mattino. Apparently, a 50-year-old man in the northern regions of Lombardy in Italy was adopting cats from nearby shelters only so he could cook them and serve them as meals.
Ew.
What is inspoiting? Have you heard of that word?
I don't see an N in there.
Oh, is pointing.
Huh.
I have to look this word up.
Yeah,
I have
never
no
seen
idea
that.
What this... It has to be a typo.
Maybe it's supposed to be is pointing?
It might be. Yeah, so much as a typo.
Wow.
Is pointing people's attention. Okay. It appears that the unidentified man took in about 15 cats, all about 3 years old, black and meaty. He would then kill the cats and serve them as food to friends at dinner. It is unclear whether his friends knew they were eating.
That's disgusting.
It appears the shelters became suspicious when the man refused to have any of the cats come in for checkups. Lorenzo Croce, president of the Italian animal welfare organization Associazione Italiana Difesa Animale di Ambiente, or ADA, told Il Mattino that it was the first suspected that the man might have been a Satanist and was performing some form of sacrifice. Instead of, after a raid of his home, they found out the terrible truth. The Daily News notes that he was arrested and charged with animal abuse. If convicted, the married father will face up to 12 months in jail. The Daily News. Isn't that like a tabloid?
Kind of sounds like it. Kind of looks tabloidish.
It is a bit tabloidy.
It looks it, but yeah, who knows?
So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, for sure. But this is like, well, this is like, especially since this is like the third, this is like third hand. This is Yahoo News reporting from the Daily News reporting from Il Mattino.
Right. Okay.
So take this with a grain of salt, folks. But this is Flat Through Reform, and we do share crazy ideas.
Whatever floats our
boat. So do you think there could be a man in Italy who is adopting cats and just munching them away?
Sure. I mean, it's plausible. Like, you know, it's something that could definitely happen. You know, if somebody really wanted to eat cats, even here in America, they could go down to the shelter. Or I know in Troy and certain other more urban areas around here, I've definitely seen stray cats wandering around. So what's to stop somebody from just plucking one off the street and cooking it up? My girlfriend even adopted, well, not adopted, but she took in two different cats off the street just to clean them up and rehome them. What?
Does she still have them?
No.
Oh, okay. She's
no, she didn't keep them, but she just kind of made sure they went to homes.
Oh, yeah. So. They made it someplace.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she gave them away to cat eaters. Yeah.
Now I'm kind of giving this a second look.
Just go home, tell your girlfriend, hey!
So, see, those cats you rehomed...
They were eaten by a guy in Italy.
Do you know for sure that those cats are still alive?
What are you talking about, man? Of course, they were my best friends. That's how she talked, right?
More or less.
I only met her once.
Yeah, this really nice Italian guy. He just really seemed to be interested in taking care of them. I'm sure they're fine.
It's really, like, it was so weird. It's like I put up a Craigslist ad, and this guy from Italy is just, he said, put him in a crate and send him over, and I'll take good care of him. Don't worry about him. Just...
Well, first he asked how much meat they had on their bones, which I thought was kind of weird, but then, I mean, his credentials checked out. He has a bunch of cats.
He's the number one adopter in the region.
But that's just terrible that he served them to his friends without...
Although I did feel kind of weird. I mean, like, but then again, it does put a different spin on the fact that he said, those cute cats are so cute, I could just eat them up.
Ugh.
How's your girlfriend going to feel that we were pretending to be her?
Well,
does she listen to the podcast?
I think she's listened to a couple episodes, but she doesn't listen regularly, so.
Disappointing.
Disappointed! I can't do anything about it. I'm not going to force her to listen.
Did she watch The Highwayman?
Yeah.
What did she think?
She was a big fan.
Did she spread the word?
Of course.
Did she repost?
Yes, she did. She put it on Facebook.
Good.
She also,
now her journey to the dark side will be complete.
She congratulated us for getting into the competition, too.
How come she didn't come to the screening?
I think she was working.
Yeah, she was always working.
When you work at Verizon, it's kind of the thing there.
Yeah, you gotta stop, man. Get a 9-to-5.
Doing what?
Writing.
There are no 9-to-5s for writing. If there are, then they're not gonna pay enough to live off of.
You could work full-time for Jellyfish.
Alright, how much are you gonna pay me?
In IOUs.
You're gonna owe me a lot of money.
Anyway, what were you saying? What were you saying about the dudes and the friends?
Oh, I just think it's pretty disgusting that he served the cats to them without them knowing, potentially.
Yeah, I would be a bit disturbed too. Yeah, well, I mean, there's, you know, there's a whole thing. It was like, oh, why do we hold these? And why is it bad to eat these animals, but it's okay to eat? Like, you know, why are we? It's okay to slaughter.
Right. Cultural
cows, but
cultural
not,
perceptions.
You know,
basically.
It's like the main meat in America is cow, pig, chicken, and turkey.
Other cultures,
but other cultures,
those,
like, you know, either other Western cultures, you know, we don't really have much goat going on. Horse slaughter in Western countries is mostly seen as inhumane thing to do.
Right.
Those
poor horsies.
But it's, you know,
I would totally eat goat though. Goat, lamb.
Yeah, it's like something that has to do with like there's some association with like animals that are kind of intelligent seeming and ones that were like super domesticated. Cows have never really demonstrated much intelligence.
Right.
But. The pigs, though. Pigs are pretty smart, so that's kind of the one exception.
Why do...
Chickens and turkeys are not...
This is kind of...
Pigs, though.
This is semi-off topic,
kind of,
but
kind of,
why are cows so revered by Hinduism?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that I've never really looked into that, and I'm not going to really speculate.
Right. But another thing is animals that are traditionally kept as pets. Cats, dogs.
Yes.
Hamsters.
Hamsters, I mean, birds. Goldfish.
Just don't eat those things.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's almost a morality
thing. Yeah, it's weird to eat an animal that most people make a emotional connection with,
yeah.
Which is like, you know, people try not to name animals they plan to slaughter.
Right.
But except for what? What is it? I was some coworkers and I were talking about that show, like Alaskan Frontier or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Where it's these families living out in like the woods in Alaska, just living off the land. And this one family raises two turkeys, and one of them they call every year. One turkey's called Thanksgiving, and the other turkey's called Christmas.
That's awesome. Do they have a competition to see who ends up being heavier?
I don't know. Maybe. I never saw it, though. I just heard them talking about it. Would you eat cat, Matt?
No. I consider myself a pretty adventurous eater, but dogs and cats
what
I would never
eat. What would you try? You said you wanted to try goat.
Yeah, I would do goat. I would.
Have you done lamb?
Yeah, I like lamb.
I think I did nibble a bit of lamb.
When I did my new hire training in Rochester, they had this like Chinese buffet or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. We go in and they have like most of your traditional Chinese buffet fare, but yep. There was a lot of like really weird stuff too, like things that you wouldn't normally find at a Chinese buffet or anywhere really. They had frog legs, pig's feet. They had a couple other really weird things like
organs. Did you try the frog's legs?
Yeah.
Does it taste like chicken?
A little bit, yeah.
That's what I hear about frog.
I mean, there isn't a lot of meat on there at all.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of weird to try and...
I would try alligator.
Yeah?
I hear that fried alligator is pretty tasty.
So that's my story, Matt.
I liked it.
Cats?
Well, I didn't like it, but...
Cat in the Kettle. Isn't there a parody of Cat in the Fiddle, that song? Not the nursery rhyme, but the... I don't know. I think it might be like a Weird Al parody.
Oh, okay.
But it's about cats and Chinese food.
Gotcha. I wonder if there's any truth to that.
I mean, there's always like a kernel of truth right. to every stereotype.
Yeah, it probably happened once with some back alley Chinese hole-in-the-wall place. And
or it stems from maybe something where cats aren't, or it's okay to eat cats in China or something. Right. I don't know. Something, somewhere spawned that.
Yeah, because those urban legends, they always originate from somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
They usually don't just get made out of nothing.
Well, man, that's what I got, hashtag Josh Gates at Flat Doodle Forum.
All right.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, no problem. It was my pleasure to hashtag Josh Gates. Please come on.
Can't wait to see what other kind of articles you bring on Josh Gates' Flatbill Forum.
Well, if I'm lucky, I'll have something on Josh Gates.
episode we did.
Oh, yeah. That was a funny episode.
That was a good episode.
Now, imagine you're going to the store.
All right. Well, jellyheads, thank you for listening to this episode of Flapdoodle Forum. We've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you hop on over to our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also find us on iTunes and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help out our show. And if you're a fan and you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter and hashtag Josh Gates of Flapdoodle Forum. And finally, if you get thoughts, words, comments, or questions, or perhaps a strange news story you want to share, send it our way at email@psychojellyfish.com or share it in the comments section of the website. Oh man, dang it, I was going to share a fan submission.
We have a fan submission?
Well, Lizzie sent me something. It was about a giant mango that I got.
Oh, yeah. You can always put it on the next show.
Yeah.
You had like the quirky extra story in the Homer Dude thing. We should do one of those every show.
Yeah. Dave and I have
done that. It might be cool to have an extra Flapdoodle story from like our own personal experience throw in.
Let's do that.
Like, you know, your 7-year-old dude just walking into the
store. Yeah.
I'm sure I could, you know, with all my customers and stuff and I run into.
Do it. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
It was, all right. This is for a segment of personal Flapdoodle experiences.
Yes. Something like that.
All right.
Psycho out.
Good night, y'all listeners. You okay there, Matt?